Welcome to the deep dive. You know, just think about how many messages actually hit you every single day.
What's incredible?
Emails, texts, notifications, people talking. It's
A
relentless.
constant stream, yeah.
And trying to make your message cut through all that noise, well, that's the real challenge, isn't it?
It really is. It's tough.
So that's exactly what we're going to dig into today.
Yeah, because just adding more noise isn't the answer. It's about
No.
being more thoughtful, more strategic.
Strategic, exactly. Communicating so people actually get it.
Amidst everything else competing for their attention.
And the thinking we're drawing on for this deep dive comes from cutting through the noise, thoughtful communication strategies. We're aiming to pull out the key strategies,
Right, the practical stuff.
things you can use to make your own communication, well, clearer, more impactful, you know, in work, at home, everywhere.
Yeah, our goal here really is to give you actionable steps, things you can actually do.
Moving beyond just like broadcasting information.
Exactly. Towards actually connecting, making sure you're understood.
Okay, so the source material kicks things off with something that sounds simple, but maybe isn't always practiced.
What's that?
Understanding your audience and knowing your purpose, your intention.
Ah, yes. Foundational. Absolutely foundational.
It seems obvious, right? But how often do we really stop and think, okay, who am I talking to? What do I really want to happen here before we, type that email or start talking?
It's so easy to skip that step, but it's everything. You need to step into their shoes for a moment.
Like, what do they care about? What's their angle?
What are their needs, their perspectives, maybe even their biases? You got to consider that. And at the same time, be crystal clear on your own goal.
What's the point? What specific outcome am I looking for?
Yes. And when you tailor your message with both those things, audience and purpose, front and center, well, your chances of hitting the mark just go way up.
It's like the analogy in the source, aiming a signal. You need to know your target, right? Precisely.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just shouting into the void, hoping for the best.
And your message just gets lost in that daily flood of information.
Easily ignored.
Yeah.
Exactly. Without that clarity up front, it's likely to be just vague, irrelevant.
Okay, so that leads nicely into the next big principle, which is clarity. The material really hammers this home.
Oh, absolutely. It's presented almost as non-negotiable.
Like, if it's not clear, it might as well not exist in today's world.
Well, think about the cost of ambiguity, misunderstandings, wasted time, even frustration or mistrust.
Yeah.
It adds up.
So the strategies are about making the language, well, easy.
Accessible. Yeah, that's the goal. So things like cutting out unnecessary jargon,
Oh, that's a big one.
huge, and keeping sentences, relatively straightforward, organizing your thoughts logically before you speak or write.
So the person receiving it doesn't have to work hard to figure it out.
Exactly. Effortless understanding. That's the ideal.
Okay, let's unpack this. Say you're, I don't know, explaining a new project to a mixed team. Some people know the background, others are totally new to it.
Right. Different levels of understanding.
You just dive in with all the internal acronyms and technical terms.
You'll lose half the room instantly.
Right. But a thoughtful communicator would like anticipate that.
Yes. They'd consciously choose simpler words, maybe define a key term quickly,
Yeah.
bridge that gap.
Smoothing out those potential bumps.
Exactly. Proactively making it clear and concise.
The material also really emphasizes active listening, which is more than just not talking, right?
Oh, much more. Communication's two-way, obviously. But active listening is, you could argue, the more critical part sometimes.
More critical than speaking.
Well, think about it. It's not just waiting for your turn. It's full concentration. Paying attention to the words, sure, but also,
The nonverbals,
yes, body language, tone of voice, what's behind the words, the emotions, the unspoken needs, perhaps.
And part of that is showing you're listening too, isn't it? Like nodding or.
Or asking clarifying questions, that's key.
Right, shows you're
Oh,
engaged.
it shows genuine interest. You actually want to understand their viewpoint. And what's really interesting, the source points this out.
Yeah.
So often, miscommunication isn't because the message was bad, it's because the listening wasn't there.
Oh. So the failure was on the receiving end.
Or maybe both ends weren't truly receiving. A lack of true reception, you could say.
That's a powerful thought. Okay, so we've got audience purpose, clarity, active listening. What's next in the toolkit? The source talks about choosing the right medium.
Yes, the channel. How you actually deliver the message. This matters a lot.
Oh, so.
Well, different channels have different strengths, right? Think about email versus phone call. or a face-to-face versus a text.
Right. Email's good for records, but maybe not for, like, a sensitive conversation.
Exactly. Can it handle nuance? Can it build rapport? Mm-hmm. Maybe a call or meeting is better for that. Is a quick text enough, or could it be easily misinterpreted?
It's so easy to just default to email for everything, isn't it?
It often feels like the path of least resistance, but that quick phone call might solve something complex in, you know, 5 minutes.
Instead of 10 back and forth emails.
Precisely. Saving everyone time and potential frustration. So, choosing the right tool for the job, that's the strategic move.
It makes you think, when was the last time I really thought about the best way to send this message, not just the quickest?
That's the question the source prompts, and it's a good one for all of us, for you listening. Did you consciously choose or just react?
Definitely food for thought. Okay, shifting slightly. The human element comes up strong. Empathy and respect.
Yes, absolutely critical. This isn't just about mechanics, it's about people.
And thoughtful communication, the source says, is really rooted in empathy.
Being able to genuinely try and see things from the other person's viewpoint, even if you disagree with them.
Just making the effort to understand their perspective.
It creates a much more open atmosphere. And respect goes hand in hand with that. Respecting their time, their opinions.
Recognizing they have their own stuff going on, their own background, influencing how they hear things.
Mm-hmm. Everyone interprets things through their own lens.
Yeah.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, communication isn't just data transfer.
It's about relationships.
Building them, maintaining them, empathy and respect. Well, they're the bedrock of those relationships.
That makes sense. The material also talks about tone, which feels especially important when we can't see the person, like in emails or texts.
Oh, hugely important. Your tone, spoken or written, drastically affects how things land.
How so?
Your word choice, sentence structure, even punctuation. It all signals an attitude, an emotion, maybe one you didn't even intend.
So you have to be conscious about it.
Very conscious. Choosing words and phrasing to convey the intended tone. Is it collaborative?
Yeah.
Direct? Supportive? Whatever it is, be deliberate.
Avoid those accidental misunderstandings.
Exactly, because the wrong tone can completely undermine your message, no matter how clear the words are.
Someone used the analogy, tone is like the music behind the words.
That's a great way to put it. It adds the emotional layer, the meaning.
So aiming for a tone that's, you know, respectful, considerate, fits the situation.
That really lays the foundation for more positive, productive interactions. Always.
Okay, and the final point the material stresses is that this isn't a one-and-done thing. It's about continuous improvement.
Right. Communication isn't a static skill you just master. It's a process.
Yeah.
An ongoing one.
Requires learning and adjusting.
Absolutely. And a big part of that is feedback.
Yeah.
Actively seeking out how your messages are actually being received.
Which can feel a bit awkward sometimes, vulnerable.
It can, yeah. But it's incredibly valuable. It gives you real insight into your style and its impact. And then the crucial part is being willing to adapt based on that feedback.
Because what worked with one person might not work with another or in a different context.
Precisely. It's about being flexible, adaptable. And that really brings up an important question, doesn't it?
Which is,
how often do we actually seek to understand the impact, the effect of our communication, rather than just focusing on, you know, getting the message out?
Mm. That's a deep one. Focusing on reception, not just transmission.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wow. Lots of valuable stuff there. So if we boil it down, thoughtful communication is really about starting with intention, right?
Knowing your audience, knowing your purpose.
Yes. Then striving for clarity, making it easy to understand.
Cutting the jargon. Being logical.
Plus that commitment to active listening. Really hearing, not just waiting to talk.
Understanding the whole message, including the unspoken parts.
And being strategic about the medium, choosing the right channel.
Using the best tool for the specific job.
Then layering on empathy and respect. Seeing their side, valuing their perspective.
Which builds connection.
Being mindful of your tone, that music behind the words.
Hugely important for interpretation.
And finally, staying open to feedback and willing to adapt. That continuous learning piece.
Exactly. It's an ongoing journey.
And these aren't just like nice ideas, are they? They're practical tools.
Very practical. Things you can use every day to improve relationships, get things done more effectively.
And actually make yourself heard in this incredibly noisy world we live in.
Make your message resonate, yeah.
So a final thought for you listening. Think about one area. Could be work, family, community, anywhere. Where could clearer, more thoughtful communication really make a difference for you?
Mm-hmm.
And based on everything we've just talked about, What's one small change, maybe just one thing, you could try implementing starting today?
That's a great takeaway challenge.
Yeah.
And just to mention, the source material we explored, Cutting Through the Noise, also notes that the IDO's Edge offers further resources and coaching for those wanting to develop these skills even more.
Good to know. Well, thanks for taking this deep dive with us today. Hopefully it's given you some valuable things to think about and maybe put into practice.
Hope so too.
Until the next exploration.